Andrew, as we approach the winter months, what advice would you give to motorists this winter?
Never take winter lightly, and never take winter lightly when it's not snowing or frosty. Believe it or not, when it snows, when the really weather's really horrible, the number of people killed and injured tends to drop. It's the foggy days, the wet days, those days where you have the accidents and why winter is always a dangerous time for driving.
We are in an economic slump. It's been a tough year, and perhaps people are saving their pennies and overlooking rather important things such as servicing. What would you say to those car owners?
I think people have got to be very, very careful that they don't skimp on the servicing. Really, that's from two directions. Firstly, there's the problem that you can immediately end up having accidents because bits of your car don't work when they should be going to. But also, you've got an absolutely huge problem now that if your car breaks down, you end up in the very, very difficult position that you're out in the cold on a winter's day, stuck by a road in the middle of nowhere. You're probably no longer carrying all the things you need to do to keep warm. And you're going to discover that breaking down is a particularly agonizing situation. However quickly people come to rescue you, it's cold, it's nasty, you're out in the dark.
Something such as Road Safety Week obviously highlights that there's a real problem in this country, but how stark are the facts and figures in the UK?
Well, we kill 2,500 people a year on Britain's roads. That's 7 or 8 a day. It's also a lot less than it used to be. But it still happens. It's a lot higher than deaths, for example, by murder or by violence. But we hear a lot more about that kind of death. But the reality is, particularly if you're a young person, road death is the most likely cause of accidental death.
So what are the key reasons? Is it down to driver error? I mean, when you look at the statistics, what are the key issues?
Well, I always like to think that you've got a particularly big area with young drivers. You've got all the drink driving problems, the people who don't wear seatbelts, which can so much protect them when they have a collision. At that end of the scale, you've got the things that people really can do better if they think about it. You've got the problems that sit in middle land, where people don't pay adequate attention, don't look properly, make the sort of mistakes that humans always have done. And right at the end, there are the areas where we're a little bit negligent. And I think sitting amongst those is not looking after your car properly, not making sure all its bits and pieces, its lights, its wipers, its heaters work properly. That's where you neglect, and it's an area where a little bit of effort can make you an awful lot safer on the roads.
And I suppose aside from the drivers and obviously being far more careful on the roads because the roads are so busy, it's also maintaining the upkeep of your vehicle.
Well, yes, I mean, that is the key part. It can make a huge difference to you. If you can be bothered to walk around the car and check that all the lights work, get someone to see that the brake lights work, make sure that your windscreen wipers clear the windscreen, they don't just smear it about, so you're not going to have trouble when there's a little bit of drizzle in the air, when you're heading into a setting sun, something like that. It's getting down, concentrating, making sure that you've done the practical things, and of course, it's been to a garage to make sure that it's got the tyres that it needs, it's got enough pads on the brakes, it's got enough disc in the brakes, all those sorts of things that the average motorist can't tell by looking at the car.